It's now time for the Spirit Mornings Good News Update on Spirit Catholic Radio.
This good news update brought to you by Midwest Labs of Omaha, providing reliable, traceable, and analytical testing services for over 45 years. More info is available at MidwestLabs.com. This good news update, courtesy of an email we received from Maggie regarding her mother-in-law, Ethelretta, and how she became a skydiving nonagenarian. Well, I was able to get a hold of Ethelretta, and here she tells us about her skydiving journey that began at the age of 90.
Well, I'll tell you how it started. There's a station in St. Mary's, Nebraska. You know, there's a little station, and there's some of the cousins from Ohio where we get together. And it happened that this minister from Tecumseh, Minister Beverly, I don't know what her last name is, she came in, and it was in October, and she came in, and she said, oh, I went skydiving, and oh, was that ever fun? And I thought, well, you know, that's something I could do for my 90th. So then I did for my 90th. Then I did it for my 91st birthday.
Are you going to do it again when you turn 92 in June?
Well, it just depends on my health.
What did your family and friends say when you first told them you wanted to go skydiving?
My kids, they didn't say nothing.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing they were pretty dumbfounded, huh?
Yeah. In fact, I had a granddaughter that was the first time she went with me. Then the second time I had a granddaughter and two daughters and a son. But it is fun. But I said, you're out there in God's world, it seems like.
Remembering your first jump for your 90th birthday, was there any part of you that said, okay, I changed my mind, I'm not doing this?
No, No, I said, I'm going to do it, and that's it.
Wow.
Then the second time I had it, I thought, should I or shouldn't I? I thought, yes, I'm going to do it because you have to pay $50 down. You don't get it back if you don't go. So I decided I had to go.
Yeah, you didn't want to lose the $50.
Yeah, right.
I had such a wonderful conversation with Ethelretta, and I really appreciate her taking the time to talk with me. And I could have talked to her all day, but if she's 91 years old and she doesn't mind skydiving, you can imagine she keeps herself pretty busy throughout the day. So I let her go. Look forward to talking to her again after her third jump in June at the age of 92. Now, if you want to see some of the photos of Ethelretta's skydiving adventures, head over to the Good News Update page at spiritmornings.com. With your Good News Update, I'm Damian Montez on Spirit Catholic Radio.